Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly, the home loan expert. All major news outlets are reporting that right now is the perfect time to refinance. Here's why. Mortgage rates are at an all-time low and home buyers are skyrocketing. Almost everyone should be able to qualify for a new lower monthly payment. If your rate's not in the threes, call me today. 773-770-4727. That's 770-4727 or thehomeloanexpert.com.
Newcastle Home Loans LLC, NMLS number 150580, Ryan Kelly, NMLS number 3191, equal housing lender.
Hyundai is now the official car of the NFL, and three big reasons why are the Sonata, Elantra, and Santa Fe Sport. The 2015 Sonata was named an Edmunds.com top-rated vehicle and offers class-exclusive amenities like an available hands-free smart trunk and advanced safety features like lane departure warning. Not to be outdone, the Elantra is the compact that's packed with an available 7-inch touchscreen nav, rear-view camera, and remote start right from your phone. And the Santa Fe Sport? It's been named a 10 best SUV under 25K by Kelley Blue Book's KBB.com 3 years in a row. Want more for your scouting report? All three vehicles received 5-star overall safety ratings from the NHTSA, and every Hyundai is backed by Hyundai Assurance and America's Best Warranty, including a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. Lease the 2016 Elantra for $140 a month for 36 months with $2,840 due at signing, or get up to $2,000 total cash. Visit your Chicago and Northwest dealer or buyhyundai.com today. Call 877-248-1585 for details.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of a drill instructor directing a musical.
Tan Hut! Get those tap heels in line and let me see those jazz hands! Are you bundling your home and auto insurance through Progressive? Can you hear me through those sequins?
Bundle your home and auto through Progressive and save.
Left, 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 and step ball change!
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates. Home insurance provided and serviced by other select insurers.
This is a special alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers on back taxes, resulting in back taxes reduced by thousands of dollars. An open phone line has been established by Federal Tax Relief for consumers to call and see if you qualify for this reduction to ensure your financial stability during this decline in the economy. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199. If you owe back taxes to the IRS, there is no need to fear anymore. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers, resulting in tax debts reduced by thousands of dollars. For your free information and to see if you qualify for your reduction, call the Federal Tax Relief Hotline. 1-800-237-2199. 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199.
This is the Bears Fan Source for breaking Bears news. The best Bears experts and the most comprehensive Bears coverage in town. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Score Update Studio, I'm Julie DeCaro. Jay Glazer is reporting that the Bears and Panthers have agreed to a trade for Jared Allen. Glazer says the Bears will receive a sixth-round draft pick. Bears have paid Jared Allen more than $14 million during his time in Chicago. Meanwhile, today, the rest of the team spent time trying to piece together what went wrong yesterday against Seattle. Quarterback Jimmy Clausen said the absence of Alshon Jeffrey made winning tough.
It's tough. You know, Alshon's a big playmaker for us, but I thought the receivers played well today when we had our chances to, try to push the ball down the field or, just throw it.
Hopefully playing without Jeffrey won't be a problem next week. Jeffrey could be back for week 4, according to Adam Schefter. Green Bay and Kansas City play on Monday Night Football tonight. We'll have that game right here on 670 The Score. Ben Roethlisberger out 4 to 6 weeks after he took a low hit to the knee in yesterday's win over the Rams. He's got a sprained MCL. Saints coach Sean Payton says he's optimistic Drew Brees will return in week 4. To baseball, where Cubs head into their final regular season home game, trailing the Pirates by 4.5 games in the race for that top NL wildcard spot. Cubs president Theo Epstein was on Hit and Run yesterday. He talked about how much of the public actually understood the plan.
I know you joke about that, and there are some, I think sometimes like the loudest people were the ones who didn't get it, but I think, 98% of people did get it. So I've been really pleased and appreciative of the amount of support and patience that we've gotten from fans and media alike. But you're right, there's sometimes the ones who don't get it are the loudest.
Kyle Hendricks heads to the mound tonight looking for his 13th win on the season as the Cubs and Royals make up a rainout date. He'll be opposed by Yordano Ventura. First pitch tonight at 7:05. Anthony Rizzo is not in the starting lineup. Chris Bryant will play first base. Kyle Schwarber also getting the night off. Jake Arrieta named NL Player of the Week. White Sox off today before they open their final homestand of the year tomorrow when they face off with the Royals in a 3-game set. Jonathan Papelbon suspended a total of 7 games by the league and his own team for a combination of throwing at Manny Machado and then going after Bryce Harper in the dugout. He's done for the season. And Bulls Media Day took place today at the Advocate Center. Derrick Rose addressed the pending civil lawsuit accusing him of gang rape of an ex-girlfriend, saying, quote, "I will be proven innocent. It's not true. The whole summer I had tunnel vision. My mindset was just working out every day and spending time with my son." Meanwhile, Bulls general manager Gar Forman added, "We understand there's a process that he has to go through. Derrick's part of our family. He has our full support." The scoreboard update is brought to you by New Mill Medical Center. Discover the new you at newmillmedical.com. And join the score in Dos Equis at the Diamond Club in Chicago Thursday for a Thursday night kickoff party from 7 to 9 p.m. Watch the game while enjoying a cold Dos Equis, brought to you by Dos Equis. Stay thirsty, my friends. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to the radio home for Bears fans, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour, Boris and Bernstein, brought to you by Webb Chevrolet Plainfield. Visit webchevyplainfield.com today.
Boris and Bernstein.
Mike Murphy out in San Francisco.
That's far enough.
Radio 670 The Score.
And at 4:05, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score, we made a promise to you that the Bulls Media Day was quite something today.
Well, David Schuster will get us all filled in on everything that he saw and heard. He's on the Grossinger Lincolnwood Hotline. Find over 4,000 vehicles at grossingerdeals.com. So, David, of course, throughout all of this, Derrick Rose was weird.
Yeah, beyond. I mean, there's been so many, just beyond. There's been so many Derrick Rose-isms over the years, and we just had a few more that were added to it today. I don't even know why they call this Bulls Media Day. It's really Derrick Rose Media Day, because ever since he's been on this team, it seems like, you know, Media Day is his coming out party because he hides in Los Angeles for the offseason, and so this is your first chance to talk to him on a litany of subjects, and I'm just going to play you some tape, and I'll let you guys react to it after the fact. Obviously, the first questions to him are in regards to the allegations against him in the civil lawsuit out in Los Angeles, and he addresses those.
I think y'all saw everything that was put out. I will be proven innocent, but at the same time, it hasn't affected anything. It's not true. I take it as motivation. I feel like the devil's just working. I feel like I'm on the right track as far as where I want to be at and in my life and the direction I want to go. And I just feel like when you're that focused, people try to take you down. So I'm very confident that I will be proven innocent.
All right, now that's sort of normal.
What?
I mean,
the devil?
Well, I mean, again,
in disguise.
I don't know nobody's scripting it for him. That's the
it's
problem.
It's the devil? Well, he's there.
He's seen too many movies.
Yeah.
Now, that is sort of normal. I mean, you're professing your innocence, even though it's in a strange mannerism.
It's a civil suit. It's not innocent or guilty.
Well, just wait, though. Let me play the next two. He was not even asked about free agency, but he got right into it. Here's Derrick Rose, where he's at mentally right now.
My mindset was just making sure that I was working out every day and spend as much time as possible with my son and focusing on them two things, making sure my family is financially stable. As far as you see all the money that they're passing out in this league, and just telling the truth, and just knowing that my day will be coming up soon, and it's not for me, it's for PJ and his future. So
you got $300 million.
That was weird. And again, he wasn't asked about free agency. He just basically brought it up on his own, worrying about his son's future.
His son's future?
I think the next 100 generations of his family are already taken care of.
I'm just saying, your sons are set for life. What the hell is wrong with him?
There's more.
What a weirdo!
And I like the guy, but he's definitely strange. All right, here one more about his hoop prowess right now.
I know I'm great. It's a lot of people that don't know I'm great. That's the thing. But it's cool with me. I know I can hoop. You can put me anywhere, and I know how to play the game of basketball, and I know how to play. So I can't get mad for what people how they criticize my game and the way that I play or the way that I used to play. I know I'm great, and that's it.
Yeah, well, he said it three times, so, you know, he's great.
Must be so.
Make a shot. Sure. Make a three-point shot every once in a while.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, he was in rare form today.
Oh, shoo.
Wow.
Oh, my God. That's just pure stupidity.
Frontier gibberish.
I mean, what is he talking about? And he's looking at, oh, my God. I'm sure the Bulls are very happy to hear. Yeah, his day's coming. He'll make sure his future's secure in a couple of years with all this. He's got, oh, my God.
It's for his kid?
PJ? Is that his name? PJ?
Is that his only kid?
To the best of my knowledge, yes.
It's not okay. PJ Carlissimo. He's not taking care of his future.
Well, he should take care of his future somehow. But
his kid doesn't have a beard.